I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradford. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I like science, so that's why I brought my slinky.
Now, I think he's the future of, like, sports.
You can never have enough slinkies in the world. You never know when you might need one.
When he's in the booth on EI, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Slinky challenge, science. Here we go.
It kind of annoys me sometimes that, like, Brad Froh, he's not, like, in that upper echelon of EI characters, but I think he should be. But take Wiggy to the I'm a fan of Wiggy, too, but everyone loves Wiggy. I like Reamer.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
Up every time.
Hour number three.
I like Reamer.
The Will Noonan man. I'm number one fan of this show and WEI in general.
I just followed him on Twitter.
The Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Look at you.
Excellent.
Did he like you? No.
He likes Wiggy too.
Yeah. I thought it was his co-host didn't like him.
Oh. If you play the sound, they all had good things to say about all of us.
Well, that's how it should be. I'm the future of sports.
You are. It's just sports in general.
Not just sports.
Not sports broadcasting, not sports writing.
Nobody
sports.
Else takes a slinky up to the top deck of the Minnesota Target Field mm-hmm. to figure out if it could go down. I've never been good in operating slinkies.
You got to get the right steps.
Yeah, these weren't the right steps.
It's all based on the steps.
I know.
Right? And I think the problem with, like, you know, stadium steps or, you know, any baseball or football is they're too flat and they're kind of too far away from each other.
Too far away. That was the problem.
Right.
See, you like, hit the nail on the
head. Wiki is speaking with a lot of expertise on the situation.
I mean, he knows about everything.
You didn't grow up with, like, with a slinky? Everybody grew up with a slinky.
I don't know if I ever did a slinky, no.
Really?
Might be a little bit now.
What did you do? A podcast?
That might be a little bit after his time.
Yes.
Kind of toys did you have? They had to be like
I played with Legos. I played with Playmobil. I played with toy cars, auto racing.
Is the Lone Reamer
very masculine.
Is the Lone Reamer podcast the first time you've done a podcast? Had your own podcast since About a Curse?
Without a Curse,
whatever.
You. Yes, without it is. Yes, because I stopped it when I got a full time job in sports media. And I would stop the Without a Curse Red Sox.
And
podcast.
Is it just going to be weekly? Interviews?
Weekly interviews, weekly rants. It's my space. We want to launch with
45 minutes max.
30 to 30. I'm going to try to keep episode around 30 minutes.
Yeah, right, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's the way you want to do it. We want to launch with a big video this week. Ken Laird is going to be part of it, but has not responded to my text. So, Ken Laird, if you're out there, I see that you read my text. So, let's get a response.
Oh, really?
You got that capability? Yes.
Well, he's got the read, right?
Yes.
When the person, if that person that you're texting hasn't shut it off, then you
can
know.
You see if I read when you text
no.
me?
You don't have an iPhone, that's why, because he doesn't have an iPhone.
I just want to make sure.
It's only iPhone.
I used to date somebody who purposely kept the read sign on because he said it gave him the power in the conversation. Like, you knew that he was ignoring you.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
As a result, you wouldn't pester him. That's a kind of psychopath
that is true.
I go out with.
That
so
is true.
What are you launching
with? A good
with?
Way to think
I,
right there.
I think a fun video idea where we need a good
nice.
Straight man. And Ken Laird is a perfect straight man in more ways than one.
There you, all right, that's good. All right. Like we said, Wiggy, we're talking about Pod Combination mm-hmm. Station, all these podcasts. You have mine, and you have Off Day, and you have Lone Reamer. Lucy's is coming up. Which
name
is,
to be determined.
Yeah, name to be determined. You had what good name for Lucy? Well, we can't say
yes.
it on the air.
Yes.
We vetted that. Yes. It was not going to go through. But Lucy and Elaine is a big podcast. But we told, like, build up the social accounts.
That's it.
Build up the social accounts before, and Alex is going to do that. When are you doing that? When are you tweeting
Hopefully tomorrow.
No, what
or
you
Tuesday.
Have to do is you have to tweet from your account
to follow my podcast.
Yes, to go
yes.
follow you.
Yes, there's going to be lots of. It's going to be a symbiotic.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. My Instagram is private, though. I like to keep my private separate from my professional these days.
That's well.
It's a smart way to.
So you
got to
say go follow the Lone Reamer Show.
Do you have an Instagram for your podcast?
My podcast does not have its own Instagram.
Oh, well, you get it on there.
Let's start tweeting first, and we'll move to the Instagram.
When's the first podcast? That's what I want to know.
In a couple weeks, Rob. I mean, we got to get it going this week.
It's fluid.
And then
it's
in
a
couple
of
weeks.
Stuff.
You said a couple weeks.
You get the conversation. You know how it is, where you get the conversation going.
Right.
Everyone's talking about it. Right. I can't. This, like,
you got to strike.
This is what we're doing on Tuesday. Like, this for weeks. John Anderson has been getting the buzz going about the off day podcast, and then boom, here it is.
Yeah, you need
Lord
a
Hobo.
I loved on Twitter this week where the Bruins people came into contact with your Bergeron take for the first time and totally just eviscerated you. Maybe we'll read some of those in media.
Well, the skate pod, I know for them, that was their highest rated show ever, and it completely took their whole Twitter account to another level.
It's good.
You know, I mean, it's I think that you look at some of the names out there. We won't really get into it because we're talking about other stuff. But I asked the question. I said there's nobody that's – everybody is tradable unless you're Tom Brady, who's been sitting in studio with us for almost
hasn't said
3
much.
Hours. He hasn't said
much.
Not much
at about all. The Tyreek Hill situation, Brady. Yeah. Yes, we have the Brady bobblehead, a Brady doll in here.
Yeah, Brady, but you know Brady's one of those people, he like, listen, it's not about him. He's not really going to jump on.
He heard there was a shakeup here, so he wanted to come in the studio, get the lay of the land.
He's going to start doing his Monday interviews in person.
Oh,
in person. Yes, it's breaking news here.
For only $5 million more.
Yes. Carol,
what were you going to say? You were going to say something about your lot in life? Or what? No, nothing?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, no, you weren't going to say anything?
Not that I know of.
There's a lot going on here. No. Come on, Wiggy. Let's go.
I wasn't saying anything.
No?
You feel good
about where you're at?
I mean, you know, I'm riding the wave, and wherever I wash up on shore, that'll be where we land.
I tell you what.
My wave has already crashed. That's it.
That is not true. Are you kidding me? You're red hot. Load Reamer podcast.
I'm just kidding.
So you helped the skate pod,
yes.
Right? And you're going to help the off-day pod.
Off-day podcast Tuesday.
And how are you going to help the Bradfo Show podcast?
I mean...
Well, are you going to come on and say you're all city catcher? That doesn't
do anything. I'll come on and, like, I think David Price, I should be on with David Price.
I already did. I don't want to talk about David Price in the podcast.
Here's
gets things going.
An underplayed storyline with the morning shakeup here is all of our ideas. The debate idea, me when Mark James goes out the window, me and you at the gun range. Are we still doing that?
I mean, I think we could still do that.
I would still like to do that, perhaps for the podcast.
This is where the pod combination station comes into play.
I think the Hillman Show would be interested in even, you know, him going up there. Danielle, I don't know if she shoots guns, but
I
think a lot of people would be a lot of people would be very entertained. They see you throw a baseball.
Really?
So
good.
I think it would be great content. It would be great content for the morning show to see you shoot and gun.
I will.
Would be
I have to go
amazing.
Axe throwing with Mutt. We still have to do that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
This is for your podcast. This is what you should do for your podcast.
I know. That's what I said for the Lone Reamer podcast.
Well, there you go.
Yes. All right. Yes. Plus, now that it's the Lone Reamer podcast, you can wear a cowboy hat.
I've always
boots.
Wanted a cowboy hat.
Really?
Always. I've never had a good excuse to buy one.
Do you
like
have
a straw hat?
Do
yeah.
you have a, what is the Lone Reamer? What's the picture that you use in the...
It's...
You see it. Go look it up.
On the profile.
I can't find it. It's an image with a cowboy hat that says WEI on it. And we're the Lone Ranger, the Lone Reamer. Yes. Table for one, please. Carol in Rhode Island wants to bring things back to the Tyreek Hill conversation. Carol, how are you?
Reamer, I'm so excited to listen to you on a Sunday morning.
I'm excited to be here, Carol.
I love you. You were wasted on that morning show. You're so much better on your own.
Kara, are you looking forward to his podcast?
I am. And let me tell you, I love Wiggy. I do.
Thank you, Kara.
I want more stories about your playing time.
I got a lot of stories.
There's only thing, one thing missing in this equation.
There'll be no more of that in the morning.
Carol, most importantly, Carol, you there?
She's still on, yes.
What do you like about me?
Yeah. What do I like about you,
She's
Rob?
She's like, who's this guy?
Yeah, when you answer the question with a question, that's never a great sign.
I like you personally.
Come on, let me tell you what. I'm a nurse, an advanced practice public health nurse, and I deal with low-income families and problems like anger management. That's why I called.
Okay.
The Tyreek Hill thing absolutely needs punishment. It's unheard of to do that threatening type of behavior. But you've got to remember one thing. Those guys are gladiators. They're out there on the field. They're gladiators. They're being taught, and their work is pushing, getting back at, shoving, and now all of a sudden you come home and you turn it off. I am not excusing it. What I'm saying is they need help. They need training. They need anger management training.
Yeah, but Carol, I kind of disagree with that a little bit because I was one of those guys, and I would never in a million years even think, and I raised my two sons and my kids, my daughter this way, to never put your hands on a woman. Even if you're taking an L and she's whooping your ass, you still
walk away from the situation. You just said why. You were trained. You were brought up properly. You had help. Many, many of these players do two things. Number one, they pick the wrong woman. Instead of picking a woman that they can converse with and have conversations with, they pick somebody that they're in a conference with all mm-hmm. the time, a confrontation with all the time. People do choices,
and that's obvious.
Made by their upbringing.
And it's obvious that Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal have a very toxic relationship.
Exactly. So all I want to say is yes, punish him. But you guys keep on going because you are the best. I'm learning so much. I love it. But always remember that people are products of their environment where they're brought up. Wiggy, obviously, you were brought up very properly and never put your hands on a woman. But a woman never put their hands on a man either. It goes both ways. And I think we just need to do more education with these players because they're suffering.
Thank you, Carol, for the call and the kind words to me and Jermaine.
Well, what's
she
going
hasn't
on?
Quite gotten
we
on to what she likes
still
about
get
you.
To the
she
heart of the
she
matter.
Pivoted right to the Tyreek Hill. She'd rather talk
she
about Tyreek
Hill. She had a point
Hill.
That she wanted to get to, and she probably was thinking, like, how
throw
long
something
is she
in.
Get?
Like,
right. She'd rather,
like, you know, I like how your eyes are glow in the sunshine.
She'd rather talk about your eyes. She'd rather talk about Tyreek Hill, a real uplifting topic.
Well, she wanted to get her point. I think it was more that she wanted to get her point across than, you know,
it's what they say. It's like you just want 50-50. In this case, it's 33%, right, that she doesn't like.
Mark in New Hampshire's on this. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just thought, why not have these guys submit to a polygraph so you can find out the truth?
Because I don't know if, like, how accurate polygraphs are. I know they use them in a lot of situations, but I've heard, like, you know, you can get around those type of things.
My guess
right?
is the league can't do that anyway.
Well, see, I told you, here's what the league needs to do, right? They got this new CBA coming up. They need to put together a suspension board where when you talk about this group of people, it might be a couple of former players, some former coaches, front office people, maybe even some former law enforcement people who sit on this board. So now go through these things because it's like we know about suspending and for like PEDs. That's easy, right?
Yep.
And if they have the drug policy, that's easy. It's these other things that have these gray areas. How do we suspend the guy when he was, you know, when his case was thrown out or he's found not guilty, or how do we...
Well, the conduct policy says explicitly that guilt or innocence doesn't matter.
Right, see, I think that has to be changed. And I think that
changed
has to
what?
Well, that has to be changed to the conduct policy has to be changed to some wording that doesn't make it so gray and so open.
Well, it's not gray, though. It says guilt or innocence does not matter. You can still be suspended even
right.
if you are exonerated in a court of law.
But, to see, I think that's a problem there, right? Isn't that an issue?
I don't think that's a problem.
If you could be suspended for being exonerated and...
Well, because sometimes you don't get convicted on a crime in which there is enough evidence to say that you were involved in something here. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt in the NFL.
Yeah, but what if somebody gets convicted of something, like I told you, the Sean Oakman case, where you get convicted of something and it takes you, you know, a couple years to prove you're innocent. Now you're already suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't you...
Well, that's a terrible
situation.
You
shouldn't shrug your shoulders.
But
like,
the Sean
well,
Oakman
the,
case, though, is an anomaly.
I mean, in a lot more
cases, domestic abusers, sexual assaulters, etc., get away with the crime
more than falsely accused people. I understand what you're saying there, but there are a lot of people that are falsely accused. So I think when we look at the wording of, you know, what this the new Article 46 will be, it has to be something that doesn't leave room for interpretation.
But I think the owners like it when it's left open for interpretation because it gives Goodell and it gives their side a lot of leverage in any negotiation with the players. So the owners are not going
to
easily give that up.
Well, then the players should stand to make it be more black and white, because if they don't, then you're going to continue to see players in the future you know, either get hurt by this
right.
because of there being so much.
But their thing is, though, Wiggy, and you put in the league, such a small fraction of the players actually are affected by the personal conduct policy. If you go through the amount of players who play in the league each year and the amount who are actually suspended, the percentage is really small. So that's why I don't think the Players Union is going to really fight that hard for this, because there are more pressing matters.
But I think nowadays you're starting to see that with the interpretation for this law, or the personal conduct law, it could mean a lot of things, right? It could be, you know, being drunk and peeing in public. Or they wanted it was Ezekiel Elliott. They wanted to look into him being detained in Vegas, I believe, a few weeks ago, where they had to put him in handcuffs, right?
And that, right. Yes.
And so, you know, now if you have, but in that situation, if you have this, you know, leave it open for interpretation or whatever, the commission has the ability, he could easily suspend him for that.
617-779-7937. We see your calls winding up on this. We still have media stars to do this hour. And also, we have Tom Brady sitting here. I want to ask Tom Brady some questions when
nice.
We come back.
Be quiet.
Yeah, training camp starts this week. Rookies report today. Still no Brady extension. What's up with that, Tom? We'll do that next, but first we trend.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All sorts of questions. Hey, Bill.
Bill, I got a question.
Yeah,
you know, have you spoken to Gronk lately? We're moving on to what? We're moving
Dallas.
On to Philadelphia. We're moving on to Philadelphia.
Houston.
It's week. No, we're talking week 11, coming off the week 10 bye.
Okay.
The bye week. Week 10 bye. There's gonna be nothing to talk about, New England, except this.
We're on to Philadelphia.
I'm road mapping it for you folks. The way this is going to work. 40% all you want. What does that mean, by the way? 40%.
I don't know, but what percent?
It is 40%.
It's July 17th. What percentage does Gronk play this year?
100%.
Okay. That was the Rich Eisen guarantee heard around the world. 100% chance that Rob Gronkowski comes back and plays this season.
I had him at 94, but then Mike Florio said that's the kiss of death. I mean, 95, and then he said that's the kiss of death. So I got him at 94%.
Wiggy percentage at 94%.
Yes.
I still put it at 0%. Rob Gronkowski not coming back. And I'm getting annoyed with this as well on a number of levels. This is already reaching Roger Clemens, Brett Favre levels of, I'm so sick of it.
Well, Roger Clemens came back five times.
And Brett
100%.
Favre was rumored. I mean, is this what we're going to do for the next 6 weeks, every single day?
Yep. I would say
Clemens is a bad
weeks.
Analogy because he came back five times.
Well, okay, Brett Favre then. We're approaching that level of indecision here.
You're 50% in your analogy.
Yeah, I would say even a little bit less than that, because we're not there until he does come back.
But it's just I find it so annoying and so tedious. And Gronk is playing into it as well, by the way, talking with Drew Brees at the ESPYs. I'm going to come back. Oh, Tom Brady calls on Robbie G when he needs someone to throw to, because Gronk knows he wants to keep the Gronk brand in the news as long as he can.
And here's what I know. He's not coming back, and also he's going to be a terrible actor. Those two things you can take to the bank.
Why do you think you say 95%, Wiggy? Why is it such a sure thing in your mind?
Because I think ultimately that he starts to get that itch. He starts to see the game. He starts to miss it. He realizes that, you know what, I still can play, and I could still play at a very high level. And then there will be those whispers. There'll be those text messages, you know, whether it's from Tom or Julian. It's like, man, big fella, we'd love to have you back.
But you heard how he talked at the Super Bowl this past year about how his body was broken down.
Right, but he's having time.
He was pretty introspective.
But he's having time to, his body will start to feel good. He hasn't, you know, he's not going to be doing anything. He's got, you know, fresh legs. I haven't played football in, you know, how many years?
You feel good?
I feel great.
Are you kidding me? You see that? I went back. I showed some of showed some of my friends your guys' race.
Right. I'm a little out of shape.
You still get the fast twitch muscles.
I'm a little out of shape, but my body feels great.
My body feels
terrible.
The only reason why I think that maybe there's a percentage of him coming back is because I don't see the avenue of him doing anything else. I don't get this thing, he can do this and he can do that. I think he's really limited.
Well, he can do commercials. Like OJ was the Hertz guy in the 90s. Gronk can be the Tide Pod guy and be a brand ambassador.
He can do that while he's playing.
Yeah, but he can do it full time and not have the wear and tear.
He's like, what is he? Like a full time commercial?
He's
going to be a full time
reality
dating
show guy? He's not going to make nearly as much money.
But, look, the bottom line is I just don't think that his body can take the punishment anymore, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, that's why if he comes back at week 9 or week 10, he only has to play half a season.
The best thing for Rob, and Tom Curran wrote this and phrased it in a great way, the best thing for Rob Gronkowski is to never play football again. But can Rob Gronkowski let Gronk go? Can he allow the Gronk brand to be out of the news?
It's like
here's tripods and for it's washing.
That's full time work right there.
It's why Dino came back for the Christmas shows.
Unbelievable.
He couldn't separate himself.
And he came back last summer for a great show. Christian Fourier.
You can't separate
for saying
yourself
like too much.
Yeah, I tell you, get that itch. Whether it's being
did
on
you
the
ever,
radio.
When did you finish playing?
Like 2010.
Okay. But what was the last time? Who was the last team? Orlando Predators?
Yes, Orlando, Florida Tuskers.
Did you desperately try to like hook on with somebody? Said anyone, please just take me because I want to keep playing.
We talked to a few teams, and New England was even one of those teams I talked to. Like I think it was because that season ended like right around December, I want to say. So there was still there was still some time left for the NFL season, and I was kind of hoping to catch on.
Well, yeah, that was the a Belichick. I can't get
what
these guys to play.
2010. 2009 going into 2010.
So when you say you reached out to the Patriots, what does that mean?
Like, well, the coaching staff, an agent, like, hey, is there any interest there?
They said, we like you personally.
Still playing or whatever, but,
Like Carroll, Rhode Island. Then they wanted to talk about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Then they moved on.
But it wasn't like you still felt good.
I was still playing at that point. I was still playing at, granted, it wasn't NFL level, but I was still playing at, professional football level. I still could have went out there and competed and did a lot of things.
Yeah,
but,
You were not worried about an acting career.
No,
or radio.
No, you
career,
were still looking to play
television
it.
Career.
No, you were looking.
Maybe Gronk's gonna be one of the third men
with
the
Hillman
show.
I do think one of the. I've heard behind the scenes that one of the concerns about hiring you full time is that they think you're going to jump ship to go play back in the NFL. They want a full commitment that you are not going to be.
You kidding me?
I will give you a full commitment, but unless somebody comes to calling, but I doubt that's highly likely.
Okay. Oh no, but you can't. You either you're in or you're out.
Well, then I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in because the NFL is long gone.
And I've raised this question numerous times the last several months. I think Rob doesn't think it's a great topic, but it's getting into nut-cutting time, as they say. Tom Brady, still no contract extension. What's going on here? We have TV 12 in studio.
Why did I say it was a bad topic?
Because me and Wiggy talked about it like a month ago, and that was when you called in. It was
because we had more pressing issues to get to.
Yes, admittedly.
It was a terrible segment.
But this is now a good segment and a good topic. Here we are, training camp. They're going to show up this week. Tom Brady will be in Foxborough this week, entering the last year of his contract.
More excited than ever.
And we all assume, he's reportedly more excited than ever. We all assume he's going to get this worked out, but why hasn't it been worked out yet? I mean, what's the holdup here? Why have there been no rumors whatsoever, no reports whatsoever of the Patriots and Brady sitting down and trying to iron out a contract extension?
Well, it's probably more so on the Patriots' end because we know Bill's, kind of drags his feet a little bit. To me, it's about it getting done. And I don't think the reason why it's not a pressing issue is because Tom is not that type of player. Tom is not the player who's going to sit there and he's going to talk about it. Once he reports to training camp, you don't think people are going to say, hey, Tom, what's going on with the contract?
Yeah, of course they are.
And he's going to go, listen, I'm just focused on, playing football, getting ready, enjoying my time at training camp, just getting ready for the regular season. That's the reason why. If Tom was the type of guy where he goes, if he was an Aaron Rodgers, or we've seen it in the media with Ezekiel Elliott or Melvin Gordon, where he was a guy that was like, I want my money. I've been asking the same question. I've been talking. He's not that. That's not his personality. For him, it's, when it gets done, it gets done.
Well, publicly, but privately, I mean, is it hard to imagine that Brady wants more money than the Patriots are willing to allocate to him?
No.
And is that the holdup here?
Is it about more money?
Brady's like, I've consistently been underpaid. The only time I was the highest paid guy was 2010 for a fleeting moment. I want to be paid more now. I'm sick of taking these extreme discounts, when you have no weapons for me to throw.
Well, how much are you factoring that secret stake in the team that he has?
Ooh, I have not considered that fully.
Wiggy. You know that thing.
Is this Wiggy report?
What's more important, the secret stake or an extra, $25 million now.
Can we aggregate that? The Wiggy report that Tom Brady has a secret stake in the Patriots?
That would be a lie.
Yeah, because we only accurate
Right.
Aggregation.
Well, I mean, only accurate aggregations?
There you go.
That would be a lie.
WEI.com, only accurate aggregations.
That's what we're
built on. That's a great saying, Rob. One story that I do want to embark on here is when the TV12 Center opens near the Prudential.
Are you signing up?
I would like Entercom to pay for me to take some classes there, some training sessions.
Why not?
That'd be good. First-hand review, the TV12 Center. Have you visited the center over there in Foxborough, Wiggy?
No,
they make you very pliable.
No. My pliability is not very good, but I did reach out to Tom to talk about it for my 60-year-old son who plays football, about doing some stuff over there. Only problem is it's from I'm on the North Shore, and so that's a little bit of a hike.
It is a hike to Foxborough. Yeah.
Nothing can go. What's the last thing we sent you to?
Nothing.
It was the
Super Bowl. I was there for like 12 hours.
The Tony
Robbins
thing,
right? It did not end well.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. When we send you places, it's not going to go well.
If I promise to not, Felker doesn't even host on TV anymore. I mean, I am good friends with Trenny, though, as you know.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I do want to give Trenny the scoop. Speaking of which, Trenny Kuznarek, will you hear?
I will go to
TB12
and Prudential, though. I will go there.
We can go together. There you go.
A little bit easier
for me. We can have our bonding trip. There you go. Trenny, will you hear in Media Stars, perhaps? Big segment coming up next. Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfo, Sports Radio, WEI.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer brings longer days and warmer temperatures. It's a great time to spend more time outside enjoying nature, and it can be a great benefit to both you and the environment. Spending days and evenings in places like parks, beaches, or lakes not only feels great, but will save electricity from lights, computers, and TVs if you just spent time indoors. And don't forget, camping makes an ideal summer vacation. It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It is time for everybody's favorite segment, including Jermaine Wiggins' favorite segment. It is Media Stars. Dun 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 dun.
Do we have the horns?
Yes. Have the horns?
Oh my goodness, Nick! We have a new producer back there, John Anderson. Yes.
Ah, he's prepared.
Our man, Nick. Nick LePen. Nick, who, by the way, let me just say, was my producer when I did my very famous overnight show after Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, Nick, the wee hours of the morning?
Nick was the man behind the glass, yes.
Nick, how was that? That was a lot of calls?
It was quite an experience. Too many.
Oh, busting with calls. I think we had one all night.
Yeah, the call screener broke.
People did not want to deal with the Bruins loss.
Well, the game ended at 10:30.
I think that time slot is back open, so.
I'm looking for it. I mean,
you'd be the front runner. You've been there before.
I hope so. Right, I have experience.
You have the feel of what the city's like at that time.
I was an inch from getting on my hands and knees begging for some late night shifts again, Rob. So,
well, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Me and Mutt are going to tag team Red Sox review. It's going to be a two-man
review. I enjoy the
Mutt
and Reamer show.
Lots of Mutt and Reamer at night.
I talked to Mutt the other day. He is very, very energized by this whole thing.
Well, let me just say, a coup that went unnoticed, the Mutt and Callahan Twitter handle is now Mutt at Night.
I didn't even know
that. That's a lot of currency right there, by the way.
60,000 some odd Twitter followers who followed Kirk Callahan and Mutt and Callahan.
They have to start. I don't think the Hillman show has a Twitter account.
Ooh.
They have to start a whole new one.
New Twitter account.
Yeah, they don't. They have Greg Hill has one and Danielle has one.
So
as well,
here's the question. Who will have more followers in a month? The Lone Reamer podcast account or the Hillman account?
It's a competition.
What a competition.
That gives me impetus to launch this soon as possible, this Twitter account, going.
I'll tell you how many Twitter people you're going to have to go at. So Greg Hill has 98,000 followers.
No, we're talking about the Hillman show, though. I mean, I'm not going to surpass that. At least not immediately. Maybe over time, I'll amass 98K.
See, Lone Reamer podcast right now, 17 followers.
No tweets even, and no publicity really. This morning.
Except for the 50,000 times we mentioned it today, you are following 15 people.
I am.
You have to up your game and follow.
Now I got to keep the ratio low.
And Danielle has 60,000.
She has a lot of followers. It's going to be a tough thing, but
it's going to be an uphill battle.
It's
for
an uphill battle
Lone
for
Reamer
sure.
Show.
I'm used to it. But that's a Mutt at Night now takes the Mutt and Callahan Twitter handle. I texted him. I said, "That is a coup, my man." He said that he wants me and Lucy running the Mutt at Night Twitter account as well.
Oh, really?
So so
what do you get out of it?
I have lots of social media responsibilities, I guess. But
I'm in the profile picture.
You
are,
Wiggy. There you go. Oh, you're in the back. Is it you and
This is from it's from the Bradfo and I basketball game.
Oh, there you go.
So it's Keith, Mutt, and me. I'm holding my championship ice line.
A great picture at Mutt.
Welcome.
So there you go. That was a sneaky media development this week.
Yeah,
lots of other media developments as well, which is why we have Media Stars. Media Star number 3 Much to his chagrin, Chad Finn is going to get number three for writing a story for the specific purpose of drumming up this Dennis Eckersley, David Price feud again. I mean, I can't believe that Chad Finn would write an entire essay in Boston Globe magazine for the sole purpose of rekindling the Price Eckersley feud, but he did it. So congratulations to Chad.
Congratulations, Chad.
Does he get horns, Nick? We need horns for number three. There we go.
I say it usually comes before the announcement.
That's okay. That's okay. This leads us nicely into number two.
Hold on. Oh, now you do the horns. Okay, now get this right.
Number two.
More the number two media star.
This media star is kind of all over the place.
Nah, listen, as the godfather of the media star.
Much like this show.
Well, it's fluid. Everything's fluid now.
Okay,
I want to hear Lou yelling and screaming like a lunatic in Trenny trying to interject the other night.
Hold on.
Trenny, you know, Trenny.
Got a ton of reaction felt all
the time. Oh, you're talking about this incident.
Trenny,
seriously, you even know what the hell you're talking about? You have no history at all between Chad Finn and what we've gone through over there with this guy. He falsely reports everything. He's sitting there writing a story about Jerry Callahan getting fired and has yet to talk about how his own colleague is the one that's harassing that led to it. Harassing advertisers that led to it.
But your tweet right here, that's not a personal...
It is, but you think this started it?
So that's Lou and Trenny.
That's Mafia Lou, you know.
Mafia Lou, yes. That's why he gets my number two media star. Going at defending WEEI, and more importantly, defending Team Ream. OMF has been on Team Ream for the last month, defending me with the Jerry Thornton stuff, with the Barstool situation.
Well,
the Barstool
symbiotic.
Bruins towel
I mean,
situation.
I was the one at the forefront of defending Christian Fourier's reporting.
With the Hockey Insider.
Exactly.
With Chara, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yes. Sadunsky.
Yeah, so we're all coming together here, yes. Wiggy. We're all coming together.
One big happy family.
Congratulations. I'm sure that helped their ratings quite a bit, right? By you giving them a media star?
Absolutely, yes. No doubt about it. OMF, we all support each other.
No, I'm talking about
family.
The Trenny Show.
Oh, the Boston Sports, yes. Whatever. It's Sunday Sport. What's it called? NBC Sports Boston? Yes.
By the Sportsnet way, because Central. As we're talking about this,
yes.
I know we're going to give the media star to someone else, number one media star
sure.
to someone else.
You may have to do the honors.
I think it's early edition.
I will do this. The 1A media star. I'm going to spoil it. Please. Gary Tangway, last round of chemo. So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yes.
There you go. Great. You don't sound excited about that at all, Wiggy.
What do you mean?
Let's go. Just be happy for him.
I am happy for him.
All right. Number one media star. I am, this is sort of like the bringing someone in at the Hall of Fame inductions.
Yes.
Okay.
Going on as we speak, by the way.
Yeah. So someone being brought in, and an old timer, someone maybe who set the scene, who built up the whole thing, and that would be myself. And I am saying the number one media star today. I almost forget how to do it. It's been so long, but I'll do my best. Alex Reamer, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Number one media star, driving the narrative in the city, doing your job so well.
Teaching us what arrogant. arrogant.
Yes.
No, come on. We're going to sit here. We're not
arrogant.
No, we're going to sit here until you get it right.
Arrogation.
No, we're going to sit
here. Irrigation.
It's not irrigation. It's not arrogance. Come on. Come on, Wiggy.
I can't remember it right
come
now.
Come on. Come on. You can do it.
I remember.
Aggregate.
Yes.
It's basically professional plagiarizing. But we all do it. Yes, I was sitting on my bed in my underwear writing up the Chad Finn story, and who knew that it would catch the attention of David Price and drive the narrative still today. So yes, thank you, Rob.
When I saw it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because once again, when I know that this story is being written about Eck, I'm thinking, oh well, he's going to introduce the Price stuff, and that is what I would be looking for. So when I saw your aggregation of it, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
I thought nothing of it.
No, I didn't really either, and nothing really would have come of it if Price didn't use that.
He helped us with the page views. You know what? He wants us to reach our page view goal for the quarter.
What is the motto, the WEI motto? Factual aggregation.
Accurate aggregation.
Yeah. Accurate aggregation.
say that 10 times fast. Accurate
It used to be dot combination. Now yes. It's factual aggregation.
So thank you. So thank you, Rob. I really appreciate it. It's from the bottom
Ghoul's
of my heart.
Ghoul's gift card to you,
do I get one?
Yes, of course you do.
Because I've won media stars in the past.
You have? Not the number one.
I think so.
For
2 years ago, the Adam Jones story. When I broke the Adam Jones story.
Oh, that's right.
I did not. That was Produce Pat.
And
I got a media star, and I did not get my...
Well, there's two on the way for my gift certificate.
Excellent. So great job, gentlemen. Great to be here with you all on this Sunday morning. Bradfo, we get extra Bradfo during the Red Sox
We
pregame.
Sure do. We may revisit how the Red Sox are going to make the postseason.
I know.
You know?
I know. And it's very interesting. I'm not going to spoil it.
We didn't get to the trade rumor stuff either. Jose Abreu, the Red Sox, are in on Rob. Madison Bumgarner. But as you pointed out on Twitter, the Giants are, what, only two games out of a playoff spot?
Yes, of course.
The Red Sox are
the
three.
The team ahead of you is going to give you the players.
So Red Sox pregame featuring Will Fleming and Rob Bradford comes up next. Red Sox baseball first pitch at 1. Can Andrew Cashner redeem himself? That's a question of the day.
Who knows?
See everybody.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.